Okay. Ready? Yeah. Okay. Any questions, guys? Yes.
Is sleight of hand magic considered? What's it considered?
He wants to know what are the halachos about magic, sleight of hand.
According to the Rambam, magic is superstition, but that doesn't mean that it's not effective, because psychologists know of an unfavorable placebo and a favorable placebo. In other words, people who have a superstition, when they hear something that is not good, knock on wood, he thinks it's a joke, not a joke. But if he believes in it, 80%, and has come to come 90% to be effective. So that's what the purpose of magic is. So the question, because the mission is a question. So why is a high mission? It should be like Achidas Knight. So because the mission gives a test. There are two kinds of Achidas Knight. When it says, let's say, when the magician holds an egg, he takes out of the bucket, have an egg, and then he says abracadabra, they say he's right, so it's something supernatural, but in the Achilles Sinai is not something that is natural, but he wants that it should appear that behemoths are coming out from the earth. So then there's a chiyuv.
Okay. Next question. Yeah, in Russia.
Okay. About the coin, the breastplate or the coin gadol. Why on the breastplate does it say Yosef? And when Moshe, Rabbeinu addresses the people, he refers to him as Ephraim and Manasseh. Like, why does it have like when Moshe does it, it's Ephraim and Manasseh?
I mean, how could Yaakov Avinu have that power?
Yeah.
Because the halacha is that the Meirish has the right to disinherit the Yosef. If he's the Meirish, but if he disinherits the son and he wants to give it away to a stranger, then he cannot do it.
Don't be ashamed, go ahead.
Go ahead. Is the halacha of Rudin finished in Baba Mahteres?
Yeah. So there's a difference. A real lady, so if he doesn't save the victim, he saves only some of them. But Mahteres is only reshus. In the country, if he says, oh my good brother, take away everything that you have, so then you will not kill him. See, it's only reshus. I want to tell you a story about Reb Chaim. One Friday night in Brisk, so somebody knocked at the door. So my Bobby got very scared. He said, here, Reb Chaim, I'm afraid. I said, what are you afraid? So he got up, he put on a robe, and then he saw the two Stuttgart of him were completely naked. So he says, take the compote, the chont, the soup, the chicken, the meatballs, and have a good Shabbos. So then we saw his Shabbos. After Abdullah, the door opens, and the same Stotganovim appear already in Gafrach and Ishtaimel, and he said, please go home, We are sorry. We are doing tshuva now. And I'll open our a tailor store, and Aaron will open up a shoe store. And he became Bali Tshuva.
Next question.
Are there any grapes?
Grapes are coming. Grapes are on the way. Okay. We'll be here in a minute. Okay. Questions?
Don't be shy, guys.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I just can't find it.
If I ask me, go ahead.
I think it's in Vayisei. It says that, that you know with the dream, when Yaakov woke up from the dream and said that I didn't realize that this was a place of Hashem.
Right.
So Rashi explains that.
He's saying when Yaakov woke up from the dream, and he says,
if Rashi explains that if he would have known that this is a place of Hashem, then I wouldn't have gone to sleep. So, but the thing is, then 2 seconds later, it says that he woke up from his dream, and but it then what Rashi said. He was saying that.
He was saying that in the dream. You're saying.
Yeah. No. Yaakov woke up and from his sleep, and he said, "If I would know, I didn't know this was a place from that of Hashem."
Right.
And then Rashi explained that that meant that he wouldn't have gone to sleep there.
Okay.
And then 2 seconds later, it says that he woke up. He woke up, which means he went to sleep again.
Okay.
It's.
Now let me.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Yeah. 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 Sure. So Rashi, regular. Okay. And his question is on this Rashi here. Vanochi lo yadati. So Rashi says that if I would have known, then I wouldn't have gone to sleep. Right? But then two psukim later it says, Vayashkin Baboker. So he says, it sounds like he woke up over here. So it sounds like he went to sleep.
Yashkin doesn't mean he woke up.
Okay.
He rose, he got dressed.
Okay. He got up. It doesn't mean he got up from sleep. It just means he got up from.
That's
what you thought. Okay, fine. Yeah,
Moshe. The Nachash.
The Nachash in Bereshis?
Yeah, the Nachash in Bereshis. Why was he punished? Because he was sent to test Chava.
He was the symbol of evil. Because all the highest, they devour when they are hungry. But he's not hungry. Just, he's a sadist.
Yeah.
He's a Nachash.
So why do we use the snake? Why did Moshe use the snake when he...
He wants a why by the Nachash and the Choshes. Why did he make a snake, a Saraf, to cure the people? Is that your question?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same idea as vaccination. What's the idea of vaccination? That if you inject a certain virus in the minimum form, so that will give him immunity, he should not get it in higher form. So the same thing.
Same idea. Same. Okay. Yeah.
At the end of Shmuel, where Shaul brings goes to the person to brings Shmuel back up. What happened there?
He wants to know if you can explain what's happening with Shaul and Shmuel at the end of Shmuel Aleph, where he seems to, be communicating with the.
Shaul has lost his mind. He didn't know what he was doing. And the English was, he was Malachi. I was showing Hagog, the real Hitler. So at the end, he wiped out the Navy Rakhian.
Somebody wants to know, what was the thing in terms of trying to communicate with the dead. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Not for us. It's a lot of writing.
No, so what was going on with Shaul? What What was another?
Shaul did not have his mind.
He wants to know, did it happen, did it not? Was it his imagination, or did this actually happen, or what was happening?
Some didn't say it was imagination, but the Rambam says no. It really happened.
So was there a person that was able to communicate with the dead?
Yeah.
Not through normal Derech HaTeva, he said. The Derech HaNeitz. Derech is not a normal
Was the person a holy person you knew, or is it just like a
Okay. He said, so the person that did it, how were they able to do it? Was it, he wants to know if they were on the level of Nevuah that they were able to do it, or was they...
According to the Rambam, darkness, they didn't do it at the bench from this.
Next, yeah. Go ahead. Okay, questions? Okay, yes.
How would you judge a case... How would you judge a court case if it came to the court and if the person who was being the defendant, if he lose the case, if you lose the money, then you would have a heart attack and die, or you would just be so poor? So do you judge it as like being homeless, or do you judge it as like being in the bucket? That would die every day.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
In a case, machlokas, in a dini mominus.
Yeah.
So Reuven says Shimon owes him money. But if Shimon loses the case, he says he's going to be so upset he's going to have a heart attack. So he wants to know if that's dini mominus or dini nefashis.
It's the best. It's the mominus that is involved in nefashim.
It's strictly DNA mominus. Halacha of DNA. But it'll have an impact on DNA nefashim. So what would Bezin, would they paskin against Shimon that Shimon has to pay the money? Because if Meikra, then he owes the money.
So you passive. Sheval Taish.
So what, they shouldn't say anything?
Nothing.
I guess they'll pass. Okay. Question, yes, sir.
Does a king judge because they live in the Sanhedrin? That king's not allowed to judge. But we have that Shlomo judged and Shalom judged and Dovid HaMelech also judged the people.
The Malach is right. Huh? It's Malach is based on the Malach is right. Okay. Question.
The Baal Shem Tov, why was he situated, if Hashem really sent him to help the people, why was he situated like around Poland where it was supposedly the best of the Jews, where like they had it best off of the Jewish people? Why was he situated like somewhere that like in Russia or something?
Well, he was in White Russia.
Huh?
He was in White Russia.
I mean like but, in a place where it's like was really, really bad. Because supposedly at the time, the place where he was, it was like the best for the Jews. But why isn't he situated somewhere else if he was really sent by Hashem?
Okay.
Like,
I'll ask.
I finished. Did you meet your father, me, sir?
Yes, sir, okay.
Anybody in Chumash?
Huh? Parsha Yisrael, yes, there's a difference.
Who can read the book?
Okay, someone wants to read?
Yeah.
Someone want to read? Someone want to read? Yeah. Moshe.
Starting from
Anoka. Now, right before, where do you want to start from? Vayishma Moshe? From Shlishi.
Shlishi?
Shlishi. Vayishma Moshe called Kol Kosno.
Moshe
called Shlishi. Yeah, call Asher
Amar. And Moshe listened to the words, to the voices of the
voice, his father-in-law.
Of his father-in-law, and set up a, and did what he said.
Maybe just read it, because that's all they do.
No. Oh, okay, sorry. Moshe Vayitain otam roshim rashim al ha'am sarei alafim sarei meot sarei chamishim v'sarei asarot v'shavtu et ha'am v'kol eith et ha'davar ha'kasha yivyun tel Moshe v'kol ha'davar ha'katon yishputu him v'yishalach Moshe et
The old question, when Yisrael told Moshe to appoint other judges, so what, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure that out? When Yisrael told Moshe,
yeah.
Right, why are you judging yourself, appoint other judges?
Because so he didn't think they were competent.
But then
he didn't have the knowledge in the Hakadosh of Moshe Rabbeinu.
So Moshe didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So then why did he go agree at the end? So what's Vayishma Moshe l'kol chosno? So why did he, what changed his mind? In other words, it would seem that Moshe Rabbeinu held one way, and then Yisrael said that you should have other judges, the Sarei, you know, Sarei Alofim, Sarei Meos, and Sarei Chemishim.
Because he saw that they are ready to say Nase v'nishma, even though it's mentioned later, but it was already mentioned before too. Why? Because when you raise a son, sometimes you have to be very strict. When you raise a daughter, so be terrible, molder, that she should be passionate and compassionate and respect for others. So on the contrary, if you are strict with her, she'll break away. And there's the reason as to why the Torah parted Noshim from Mrs. Asman Gomez. Because Noshim I have to prepare the Mizenes that the children will take to the Cheder. And the husband too, in the ancient times, when he couldn't work at home, he had to go to the villages and be exposed to the arrogant poets who told him to sing my office. So he needed, so mainly he learned the hard way, what kind of a poch is it? It is, because dafshed imorasism vasre enables the land to be low for fertilization. So that's why it is important.
Atem Isem Asher Asisi Limitzrayim V'Oaso Eschem Al Kanfei Nisharim V'Avi Eschem Elai V'Yata Em Shema Tishmu B'Kali Yishmartem Et Brisi V'Yisem Li Sugula Mikol Hamim Kili Chol Aretz V'Atem Tiyu Li Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh Ela Hadvar Masher Tedaber Ben Israel V'Yavo Moshe V'Yikro L'Zuknei Ha'am V'Yosem L'Fneihem Eiz Kol Hadvarim Ha'Ela Asher Tzivahu Adonai V'Yanu Kol Om Yachto V'Yomru Kol Asher Diber Adonai Naseh V'Yoshev Moshe Es Divrei Ha'am El Adonai V'Yomer Adonai El Moshe Hine Enochi Bo Elecha B'Av Ha'anon V'Avur Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Yimach V'Gam B'Cho Yaminu Li'Olam V'Yaged Moshe Es Divrei Ha'am El Adonai V'Yomer Adonai El Moshe Lechel Ha'am V'Kidashtam Hayam U'Machar V'Chibsu Simlal Sam V'Hayu Nechonim La'Yam HaShlishi Kivayim HaShlishi Yered Adonai le'enei kol ha'am al har Sinai. V'gbalto es ha'am saviv le'mar, hishamru lochem alos bahar unugawet b'kotzehu, kol ha'negei bahar mos yumas. Lo siga bo yad, ki sokol yisokel, o yoro yiyore, im behema im ish lo yichye, v'msho chayavel hema yalu bahar. V'yered Moshe min ahar el ha'am, v'yikadesh es ha'am, v'yichabsu simulosam. V'yomer el ha'am, היו נכונים לשלושת ימים, אל תקשו אל אישו. והיא ביום השלישי ביוס הבוקר, והיא קולות וברוקים, וענון כבד על ההר, וקול שופר חזק מאוד, ויחרד כל העם אשר במחנה. ויוצא משה את העם לקראת האלוהים מן המחנה, ויסייצו בסחטיס ההר. והר סיני עושן כולו, מפני אשר ירד עליו אדוני בו אש, Vayal Ashano Keshan Hakivshan, Vayacharad Kol Ha'am Me'od. Vayhi Kol HaShofar Holech B'Chazeg Me'od, Moshe Yidaber, V'Elohim Ya'anenu B'Kol. Vayyered Adonai El Har Sinai El Rosh Ahar, Vayikro Adonai L'Moshe El Rosh Ahar Vayal Moshe. Vayyamar Adonai El Moshe, Reid Ha'ed V'Am, Pen Yehersu El Adonai L'Ros, V'Nafal Mimenu Rav. V'Gam HaKohanim HaNigoshim El Adonai Yizkadoshu, Pen Yifros Bohem Adonai. Vayomer Moshe al Adonai lo yichal ha'am la'alos el har Sinai ki ato ha'edos abanu le'mar.
It appears officially there is a dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and one in the Yochan Dada. How could there be a dialogue between the Rebbeinu Shalelov who is cognizant of everything of the Ovar of the Heve and the Osit Achieve for Adiris with Mish Rabbeinu, though his greatness was still a human being. The answer is, when Moshe heard Rabbeinu Shalom say, Igvalto, he meant that only Yoshayach, when the daily Yisrael are considered leaders, but there is a time when Onon, in all that he calls him, and Spinoza will become the leaders, then he can attend them. Oh, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, there is no Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's why Moshe fought. But the Rebbeinu Shalom said, no, you have to be tough. Don't be afraid. That doesn't mean you should fight. The Torah says, askanomia. So the Torah says, Kineged Amaligim. So Rabbis Yosef says, Yechas V'Sholem, Sherabeinu HaTur, Hitia, Lihis HaZesponim, Kineged Abikosim, Shimrachot Magos HaZmei, Lihis HaZesponim, Kineged HaTadikim, Yisragel Gam, Ki, Le'al Anis Behutzpo, נגד צדיקים, שמחת ישועם יחד מסרגל, לענת בחוץ פה לרשועים, לענת בחוץ פה, גם לצדיקים, וגם לחזר, וגם למוי. אוקיי, נאו. אני יחיה לשם הלקחו, אשר איתי שיחו מהצעים, I'd like to have a tagum in it, in it, in it, in it,
Thank you. No, it doesn't have it.
No, I don't see.
Okay, I'll get it.
Rebbe, after I want a bracha from you, okay?
What?
I want a bracha after.
Sure, of course I'll give a bracha. What's your name?
Dov Chaim.
Dov Chaim.
Yes.
You're married?
Huh?
You're married? How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
37.
So what? I don't believe in God. There is no God. So listen. So you could mention Chil Shabbos because that is something that he couldn't doubt. Now, so the Ramban, even though he agrees with the Ramban, he still vindicates the Ramban. Rabbi Doi Kreskes mentions the Tam of the Ramban. And then he mentions others, because Misri Yishayach, the Dovo Sheyesh Bohem Chire Chofi, but the Dovo Sheyim Bohem Chire Chofi is not Shayach Mitzvah. That is not Shayach to say, when you swallow chicken, make sure he and God, he will not go down in his stomach. Impossible. So here too, it's in the Prechofi. Then Rabbi Doi Kreskes himself, as he kashi, but why does the Gemara, the pricing in which he has shown it after Zion, have a meaning of apikorsim, nidunin leil meilomim. So he says the price is reference to someone to who in general understands that there are certain things that are only mentioned figuratively. Let's say, Aleichal Hue Itzim Limshech Aleichal Malach. He knows that it doesn't mean that the trees were plucked out by themselves, but it means that the Shvotim went, but here Davke becomes a passion. Is a munet memo as it means Yad Hashem, Vitachas Ragov means Kipshute. So then, since he enjoys it, so it's certainly not because of conviction, but because he's just a menu. The shame in the balls. Okay, I think we can admire it.
No, you're tired. Okay.
I'm tired.
All right.
I got up at 2:30.
You got 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
What
to know if you can make, like, let's say you buy a tape, or let's say something on the computer. I buy it. Am I allowed to make a copy of it? One copy for myself? Well, they say, they have to say, you're not allowed to copy without rishus, because if one can copy, then everyone can copy, then lose the business. If they're not rishus, they probably don't want people to make copies. If you have something, so even one copy you can't make. And what if they have certain things, let's say on a, it's called a disk on a computer, it's information. Can you copy its information so it's not mamoshes?
Same thing.
In other words, they spent the time to design it, so you're not allowed to take the information from them without the rishus. Even if it's one copy.
Everything was all right.
Okay. Yes, you have a question? No, but in other words, if he could help two people, one who's closer and one who's further, the one who's further is paying him to take care of him, but the one who's closer is not paying him, but he's closer. So should he go to the closer person who doesn't pay him, or to the further person that doesn't?
What about costing
him? No, isn't the closer person? That's the closer one, no?
If one is his father, and the other one is no relative, then he should say the person who is father.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing I heard once, I don't know, maybe it's wrong, in the name of Reb Chaim, it said in the hospital they only had one dosage of medicine, who should I give it to? So give it to the closest cola.
Yeah.
Well, that's not so common, then the person that you pay, yeah.